Psalm 60, a golden psalm of David to teach, when he contended with Mesopotamia and Aramea Zobah, when Joab returned and attacked Edom in the Valley of Salt, when he killed 12,000. O God, you are averse to us. You have broken us up. You have been angry. O restore matters for us. You have shaken the land. You have ruptured it. O heal its fractures, for it is faltering. You have shown your people harshness. You have given us wine to drink, causing reeling. You have given to those that fear you a standard to rally around on account of the truth. Selah. In order that your beloved ones may be delivered, O save with your right hand and answer us. God has said in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will apportion Shechem, I will allot the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim is the stronghold of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washing basin. At Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, you shall suffer harm on my account. Who will bring me to a fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not, O God, been averse to us? And will you not, O God, go out with our armies? O give us help in adversity, for man's salvation is false. Let us act valiantly through God, and he will trample on our adversaries. To the choirmaster, in singing set to stringed music. Psalm 61. A Psalm of David. Hear, O God, my crying out. Hearken to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me by a rock that is higher than I, for you have become a refuge to me, a strong tower in the presence of the enemy. I will dwell in your age-abiding tent. I will trust in the secrecy of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. You will add days to the king's days, and to his years as generation on generation. He will remain age-abidingly before God. Appoint kindness and truth to watch over him. I will therefore make psalm melody to your name in perpetuity, so as to fulfil my vows daily. To the choirmaster on Jeduthun. Psalm 62. A Psalm of David. Surely my being enjoys quietness towards God. From him is my salvation. Surely he is my rock and my salvation, my high stronghold, where I will not falter, with great assurance. How long will you men beleaguer a man? You will all be killed. You are like a leaning wall and like a buckling fence. Surely they take counsel as to how to thrust a man out of his exalted position. They take pleasure in falsehood. With the mouth they bless, but inwardly they curse. Selah. Surely I must be inwardly quiet towards God, for from him is my hope. Surely he is my rock and my salvation, my high stronghold, where I will not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, on the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely the sons of Adam are vanity, the sons of man are false. In the balance they rise. They are altogether constituted from vanity. Do not trust in the proceeds of oppression, and do not act vainly for plunder. If wealth increases, do not set your heart on it. Once God spoke, this second time I heard it, that strength belongs to God, and kindness belongs to you, O Lord, for you will repay man according to his works. Psalm 63. A Psalm of David when he was in the Judean desert. O God, you are my God. I will seek you diligently. My being thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in an arid and weary land without water. In that way I have beheld you in the sanctuary, having seen your strength and your glory. Since your kindness is better than life, my lips will commend you. Thus will I bless you in my life. At your name I will lift up my hands. My being will be satiated as if with fat and oil, and my mouth will give praise with rejoicing lips. When I remember you on my bed, in the night watches, I meditate on you, for you have become my help, and I will be jubilant in the shadow of your wings. My being will cling behind you, your right hand will uphold me, but those who seek my life for its destruction will go to the lower regions of the earth. He will be poured out by means of the sword. They will be the portion for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will glory, but the mouth of those who speak falsehood will have been stopped. To the choirmaster.